Messages. I'm Brother James, and I'd like to take a moment and thank you for joining me today as we dive into God's Word together. If you're watching this, then you're obviously on YouTube at my YouTube channel. If you are, please hit the subscribe button, hit the bell so you can be updated. If you're not, then you're probably on my website, which if you are, that's www.brotherjamespardee.com. And if you're there, please go down to the subscribe bar, put in your email, and hit subscribe, and you'll get updates when new content becomes available. While you're there, also head on over to the store tab, and you can pick up any of my three books that are available on Amazon. That would be very helpful, very appreciative if you would do that. If you're listening to this and you do not see a picture of me, then you are obviously on one of the many podcast apps that are available, such as Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or Pandora. And there are a few others that also carry this podcast as well. I want to thank you for listening, and hit the subscribe button or add to collection button or whatever button you need to, so that you can continue getting content through there as well. I also encourage you, if you're at one of those and not at the website, please go to the website, or you can go to amazon.com/author/brotherjamespardee, and you can find my books there, as well as follow me so that you can get notifications when new books become available. You can also follow me on social media at Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. It's at Brother James Pardee, and there you will get inside information as to what's going on and when new things become available. And sometimes I just put funny stuff on there that I think people get enjoyment out of. But let me welcome you to the show. Let's move on with that. Today I'd like to talk to you about feeding the herdsman. And if you've never heard that phrase before, that's fine. It's something I'd like to introduce you to. It's an idea that I had when I was thinking about what it really means to serve Jesus. And that's a very good question, is have you ever actually considered what it means to serve Jesus? You see, Jesus is the good shepherd. He's our shepherd. He is the shepherd over the entire flock of the church, and that's the church as a whole throughout the entire world, all denominations, all people that belong to Christ. He is the shepherd over all those people. And the people that he puts over those people are herdsmen. If you have any realm of influence, you are a herdsman. And guess what? All of us have a realm of influence there, because we're all called to do the very same thing, and that's to feed the sheep of Jesus Christ. We are all called to do that. And so I want to encourage you that if you realize that you're a herdsman, stick with it. And if you don't realize you're a herdsman, you need to realize that you are. You need to know that you are making an influence. There are people who are looking up to you. And if you don't believe me, think about the people you look up to. And that can be anybody, whether it's your mom or your dad or your grandparents or your teachers or your co-workers or anybody who plays an influence in your life. They're herdsmen, and you're the sheep that God has put under them. And the sooner we realize that, the sooner we can all start working together to build each other up. And I'll show you what that means later. But let's talk about the idea of a herdsman. You see, a herdsman is somebody who's been employed by a shepherd for a particular task. And it's not always to shepherd the sheep. It's not always to lead the entire congregation. That's our pastor, and he's the herdsman who gets to do that part. But quite often, more often than not, the herdsman just gets a small task, and those small tasks don't mean any less than the large task. I promise you, they don't. See, God's flock, Jesus's flock, is the church, and each of us have a little bit of that flock under our influence. And some are pastors, and that's easy enough to see, But some are mothers or fathers or sisters or brothers, worship leaders, teachers, even just the helpers that are helping out there in the activities. They're all herdsmen. Think about the little old guy who always makes sure that all the tables and chairs are put up after the activities are over with and sweeping the floor when nobody's asked them to. How many of you have ever been influenced by that guy? But like, hey, wait, I can help here. You know, he's not doing it to show off. He's doing it because he feels like it's part of his duty to take care of the church. And it is. But it's also all our duty, too. And whether he realizes it or not, he's played an influence on you, and he's played an influence on me. And that's what I'm talking about, is we may not know that we're herdsmen all the time, but we do know we're sheep. And we do know that there are people who influence us. And so I want to talk about respecting those people and acknowledging those people. Letting those people know about the influence they've made. And yeah, there's we have things like pastor appreciation, and we have things like Mother's Day, Father's Day, we have things like teacher appreciation, but those come once a year. What about the rest of the year? And what about all the people who we don't think about during that time? You know, we have pastor appreciation, but we don't always recognize the assistant pastor or the worship leader or the youth minister. You know, usually our big focus is on the senior pastor, but we don't think about the home pastor, the ones who continue the spiritual well-being after church. We don't think about the homeschool moms or the Sunday school teachers as much when we think about teacher appreciation. Mostly it's the public school and the private school teachers. But we don't think about the mentors who take on fatherless children or motherless children and help to develop them when they don't have children of their own. We don't think about those people as much as we should, but you know, sometimes we don't think about them at all. Do we really always appreciate those who step into roles that aren't theirs all the time? Think about when we assign a babysitting job to our oldest child so that we can go out on a date with our spouse. They're not a parent, they're a sibling, but they have to take on some parent responsibilities at that point, and we don't really always show them appreciation. But maybe we should, and maybe we should learn that we need to appreciate all the people who have some kind of influence and some kind of position like that that we don't always look at. You know, that's just a few of the spots where we can think of when we think of herdsmen. I mean, God places so many people over others. And he doesn't shy away from placing even the smallest sheep sometimes over just a few who just need that encouragement. Think about when you're just sitting idly by and you see a child run by and it brings you joy or laughter. At that moment, for just a brief second, that child has become a herdsman to you and has inspired you to remember the joy in life. So don't take those moments for granted. Show some kind of appreciation, some kind of thanks or something for that. And I'm going to show you in John chapter 21 in verses 15 through 17. Jesus is on the beach with Peter, and it's after the resurrection. And it says, when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus asked Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said to him, "you know that I love you." "Feed my lambs," he told him. A second time he asked him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" "Yes, Lord," he said to him, "you know that I love you." "Shepherd my sheep," he told him. He asked him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved that he asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." "Feed my sheep," Jesus said. So you see, Jesus tells Peter three times to feed or take care of his sheep. So Jesus isn't handing the reins over to Peter and saying, they're yours, take care of them. No, he's saying, these are mine, take care of them. And that's what Jesus does to us, is he hands the reins over and he says, they're mine, take care of them. They're mine, feed them. And as a minister, and I've seen so many other pastors and ministers do this, we start to believe that they're ours. And what happens is we become more concerned with other things other than what Jesus has assigned us to. Jesus only told us to take care of them and feed them. He didn't tell us to worry about the results down the road. You see, quite often we don't get to see the results. Quite often we don't get to know what is or isn't going to happen with the sheep. Our job is simply to feed them. And when we get to the point to where we think that they're ours, we forget about the message that Jesus gave us. We forget about the instructions that Jesus gave us, and we start to become overly concerned with the outcome. And when we do that, we make ourselves vulnerable to distraction and discouragement. And that's when we become more like hired men than herdsmen. And that's where I want to go real quick next, is in John 10:11-13, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired man, since he is not the shepherd, doesn't own the sheep, leaves them and runs away when he sees the wolf coming. The wolf then snatches and scatters them. This happens because he is a hired man and doesn't care about the sheep. So you see, as a minister or a pastor or any other leader or any other herdsman, when we start to think more about what we think we're supposed to be doing and stop listening to the instruction of the shepherd, we make ourselves vulnerable to distraction and discouragement. And those are tools of the devil that he likes to use to change us from herdsmen to hiremen, so that he can scatter us, so that we can run away from what's going on. Because it's real easy when you become discouraged or distracted to lay everything down and give up ministry. It's real easy. And it doesn't matter what level you're on, whether you're not got but like two or three people under you, or if you are the greatest influencer in the world and have millions of people watching you, distraction and discouragement work the same. It doesn't matter. The devil's going to use them to try and get you to set down your calling and walk away. And, you know, that's where we come in as sheep. We have great opportunity that Christ has given us, that we get to recognize who it is that are herdsmen in our life, and we get to feed them. And we don't have to let them become distracted or discouraged. We get to feed them. We get to encourage them and grow them and say, hey, you're doing a great job. Hey, you helped me through this. Hey, you led me to this decision. Hey, you helped me to become who I am. And unless you've been on the receiving end of that, you really don't have an idea of how great that is to encourage you and to build you back up, and how hard that hits the devil in the face when it happens. I mean, it is a crushing blow to the devil. It knocks him straight down. Look, we have to remember that our herdsmen, the ones who are influencing us, have worked a lot. And they are working hard. And sometimes they don't even realize how hard they're working. But they have fought long and hard battles. And they have been beat and battered and bruised for us. And y'all, they are out there. And they're preachers and they're pastors and deacons and teachers. Moms, dads, brothers, sisters. They are speakers. They are authors. They are leaders. They are artists. Look, you can contact every single one of these people. You can write letters to your favorite actors. to your favorite speakers, to your favorite authors, to your favorite artists, if they're alive. You can write letters to these people, and you can tell them how much they've encouraged you to do things. And I tell you what, they enjoy it. They want to know this stuff. They want to see the feedback. And so I encourage you to do that. And your moms, your dads, your brothers, sisters, nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, grandparents, whatever, whoever has influenced you, feed them. Give them encouragement, build them up. And that's the great thing about it, is the cycle that we get to go through when we're doing that. And I'll talk about that cycle here in just a second. But let me tell you this right now. 1 Peter 5:8 says to be serious, be alert. Your adversary, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion, looking for anyone he can devour. And y'all, that is truth. That is honest truth right there. He is out there. He is looking for you. He is looking for me. He is trying to find every opportunity he can to hold us down and to discourage us and to distract us. Because if he could stop us from being an influence to one person, he could win one soul to his side. And y'all, we can't let that happen. It's too much at stake. So we have to continue feeding our herdsmen, encouraging our herdsmen, because when we do, they're going to help somebody else, or they may even help you more. And what happens is when you do that, you become a herdsman to them. And that is the great cycle there, because let me tell you, last year I was struggling. Last year I was getting discouraged. And I finished my third book, but it took me a little bit longer than I thought it was going to. And I'm still working on my fourth book, and I'm almost done with it. And it'll go into editing real soon. But y'all, I was ready to give up. I'd started this podcast. I'd tried to get it out there, and I was hoping that I could get influence out to other people and help other people. And I wasn't feeling like I was really reaching anybody with any of it, and I was ready to set it all down. But then at the beginning of this year, January of 2020, one of my friends told me that he is surrendering to the ministry, and that I was one of the influences that helped him make that decision. And y'all, I had no idea. I had no idea at all that he was even looking at me. And y'all, when he told me that, it fed me. It encouraged me. He became my herdsman because I was his. And that's the cycle that Christ wants us in, is that when you are a herdsman for somebody and they feed you, they become your herdsmen, so you can feed them again, keep building on each other. And that just increases the strength of God's kingdom when we get to do that. We get to build on each other. And think of this, if I had allowed myself to go into those uncomfortable places and to try and grow and become different, and if I hadn't kept pushing forward, would I have influenced him? Would he have made that decision at all? I don't know. But the chance that he wouldn't have is enough for me to say, I need to keep pushing. Because what if he'd have missed that opportunity because I missed mine? What if he hadn't gave me the influence to keep going and somebody else missed an opportunity because of it? Think on that. It's so strong. It's so eye-opening to think that in this cycle of things, we get to encourage each other and grow each other. And y'all, that's what all this is about. That's what everything is about, is that we have to keep encouraging each other. We are all herdsmen and we are all sheep at the same time. We all get to influence each other and build each other up. And the more we do that, the harder we punch the devil. And the less likely he is to win in his tactics of distraction and discouragement. And when that happens, the kingdom of God grows. And when it grows, things happen, y'all. Things change. Things become better. And we may not always see the outcome. But trust me, it's there. All we have to do is feed the sheep. And as herdsmen, that's all we're called to do, is feed the sheep. And keep feeding the sheep. And as sheep, we need to keep encouraging and feeding the herdsmen. Because guess what? There are sheep too. And when it gets down to it, we are all herdsmen and we are all sheep to each other. And we just keep feeding the sheep. And the more we feed the sheep, the better it'll be, because the more it will grow. And even if we never see the outcome, if we feed that one sheep that's put before us and we never see the outcome, we can rest assured knowing that in God's plan and in His time, through Jesus Christ, big things will come. Because that one sheep that you feed could be the herdsman of 1,000 or 1,000,000. And all you ever had was that one. Look, you don't have to be the pastor of a 500-person congregation to make a difference in this world. You just have to feed the sheep that are given to you. To feed the sheep that are put in your care. To feed the sheep that God has entrusted you with. And that's all that matters. Just listen to Jesus and keep feeding the sheep that are out there. And you may not even know the sheep you're feeding. You may think you're feeding one, and you might be feeding 100. Just feed the sheep. Keep putting stuff out there. Keep spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you'll feed sheep. And you'll feed sheep. And you'll feed sheep. And the more sheep you feed, the more will feed you back. And the more that will get fed down the line. And it's such a blessing to know that that's what's taking place. Hey, look, I love you guys, and I thank you for taking time to listen to me jabber on. If you haven't already, go to brotherjamesparty.com. Click the subscribe button. You know, put in your email, click the subscribe button. Stay up to date on the content. Check out the store. Buy some books. I appreciate it. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at brotherjamesparty. Click the subscribe button, get notifications on YouTube, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, you know, whatever medium you're using to listen to this message. I hope it's encouraged you. I hope it's helped you to realize how important it is to feed your herdsmen, and how important it is as herdsmen to stay committed to the task that was set before us and feed his sheep. That's all we're supposed to do. That's all we can do. Feed his sheep. Keep growing the kingdom of God. That way we can build each other up. I hope to get some encouragement from y'all. Let me know what you think about it. Let me know what you like, what you don't like. Any way I can make some changes and get things better. Some way that you might want to hear a different message. Let me know what it is that y'all want to hear. I look forward to all that feedback. Look, I love y'all. Nothing but respect for you. I hope to see y'all soon. God bless. Y'all have a good day.